Betty and Barney were sprayed with something. It was a pink powder.
I understand, yeah. Now, he always viewed them as a threat, Phil, even in his later years?
Yeah, he did. He said, in fact, rises to President Reagan, and this is after his retirement, nothing official here where we don't have people coming back saying,
okay,
I can remember running a small electronics business. And my father would turn up the gas and he would say, hold down the fort as I would go out and work on the job. And the President Reagan would call once in a while, and I could always tell when it was him. Because my father was standing in the trench behind the desk, even though he was retired. My dad was very instrumental with President Reagan in putting up what we called SPM at the time. And that is a planetary necessity.
Well, he was also involved in the HEART project, is that correct?
I don't have any notes for that. I don't know anything about that.
Well, that was one of the things that was mentioned in the book, The Day After Roswell, which is an astounding book in itself. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you would like to discuss this evening, Bill?
Okay, Robert. Yeah, I'm going through some of my dad's notes, which we call reports on file. They came in a, this is more, these notes came after he came to live with my family, and I was just saying he would do some writing or something, I don't remember after. You know, Pop was right about the notes. So he was also in touch with many of the people who even after his retirement. he would be in touch with KGB members. He would be in touch with very important dignitaries throughout the world. And this happens to be from a very close friend of his. And I'm going to just read some of this. It might be boring to some.